It's been an odd start on the long road of the Northern Sun Conference for the Bemidji State basketball teams this season. The men were in a tournament last weekend in Florida. They split two games to wrap up their non-conference schedule at 3-1, but that forced them to move their game at Crookston to November 21st before they went to Florida. That was a tough 88-72 loss to the Eagles. The women finished their non-conference schedule also 3-1, and they just played Crookston on Monday and defeated the Golden Eagles 72-50 to take their first win in game number one of the conference since 2013. Now the teams are back together, and they're on the road at Northern State tonight and at Moorhead tomorrow. It'll be a tough road, and the coaches know that, starting with head coach Mike Boshi.
You know, a great challenge. You know, they've led the nation in attendance over the last, seems like forever, 8, 9, 10 years. Great home court advantage that they have. Great players, you know, brought in a really good coaching staff, so they do a lot of things well. So nothing really changes though in our league. I mean, if you go on the road, you got to play well. You just can't, you can't be average. And, you know, I think we're making strides in a lot of areas, but when we step on the court, we've got to be good.
Head coach Chelsea DeVille knows they'll be playing two of the better teams in the conference this weekend.
Every time you hit the court, it's going to be a difficult team, and road wins are very difficult. We play two of the bigger teams in our conference right now, and we're bigger, but we're not that big. So it's going to be a toughness game and a toughness weekend, both games.
The men have already suffered a tough blow, losing Jakob Hoffman, their shooting guard, for the season. Mike Boshi talks about that.
I think he's done for the year. We'll medical redshirt him and then have him back for a couple more years after this. Certainly a big blow, one of the best shooters in the country. And you like having him out there on the court because he's one of those guys that can knock down threes, very efficient player. You know, it'd be nice to have Jakob for two more years, but it would have been really nice to have him for this year.
The player that'll be counted on most to step into Jakob Hoffman's shoes is Griffin Chase, but he's been through this before.
I think it's helped. I know last year I started a couple of games, so just knowing like what to expect and having to produce more in a bigger role, I kind of knew what was expected of me and made it a little bit easier this time around.
Taylor Bray for the women's team knows they're going to have to play hard to come out with wins this weekend.
I think we're just going to go out there with the mentality that, you know, in the past we might have had the best record, but it's a new year, it's a new team. We've had really close games with them before, and so we're going to go out there and we're going to try our hardest and we're going to play the basketball we know how to play, and that's really what we're going to focus on, is just playing to the best of our abilities.
Northern State tonight, Moorhead tomorrow for the Bemidji State basketball teams on the long road to the Northern Sun Championship. It's the women first, Bemidji State against Northern State. Beavers versus Wolves on the Beaver Radio Network.